This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Demand for new houses continues to grow briskly, something the Census Bureau data later today are likely to show. Very low interest rates are part of this, contributing to a housing shortage, and builders are trying to recruit people. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
In a workshop at Carver Vocational Technical High School in Baltimore, a small group of teenage boys huddles around instructor Herbert Johnson. Wearing hard hats, safety glasses, and, of course, masks, they watch as he measures and cuts a sheet of drywall.
I'm 38 and a quarter, so I'm good.
This class is part of a summer training program. Students learn basic carpentry skills like safety, construction math, and how to use tools. It's a partnership between the Home Builders Institute, Baltimore City Public Schools, and the State Department of Juvenile Services. 18-year-old Jaheim Lewis says he's always liked to build.
I built my sister a little dollhouse. Before my father passed, he'd been building stuff, so I've been looking up to him. And now, look at me, I'm here.
Lewis will finish with an industry-recognized certificate that could lead to an entry-level job.
We hope to get students out of high school making $12 to $15 an hour, and the industry itself pays very well. I mean, there's a shortage.
Ed Brady is CEO of the Home Builders Institute, a nonprofit training group. And yes, he said shortage, as in labor, even though more than 20 million people are out of work.
Before COVID, we were 250,000 to 300,000 empty jobs in our industry. Now, pandemic has caused unemployment, but that doesn't mean they're skilled labor.
And Brady says not enough young people are learning those skills. Carver career and technology teacher Lynn Rue says even students who choose trades tend to be drawn to fields like nursing or engineering.
A lot of times, initially, students don't necessarily see the value in being in the construction trades because they glamorize some of the other ones.
To recruit more workers, the Builders Institute has launched programs in more than 100 high schools around the country. It's also targeting underrepresented groups like women, veterans, and people involved in the justice system. Jaheim Lewis has been in and out of detention since he was 11 years old.
I just had to turn my life around. Like, I couldn't do it no more. I felt, well, though, I'm 18. I got two kids now. I got a boy and a girl, 2 and 1. I got more to look forward to now. I'm trying to be better.
Lewis grabs a screw gun and gets back to work hanging drywall. He'll finish high school in the spring and wants to go on to college. In the meantime, he should have no trouble using his new skills to land a job. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.